You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS Radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show, and my special guest is Frank King from King's House of Travel, and you can find him online at travelkings.com, and the contact number 360-578-5464. We'll come back to that in a moment if you missed the contact information. First of all, welcome to the show, Frank.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk about travel. You've been doing this for 40 years. What made you think the travel business was for you?
I kind of just fell into it, but as we talked about earlier, I had a love of flying. I was supposed to be flying in the front of the plane with the Air Force, but a summer job after college got me working at Western Airlines in Seattle, and I just fell in love with that. I had my little T-shirt that said, marry me and fly for free, and I'd fly all over the world and just experience it.
Did the T-shirt work?
No, sorry, it didn't.
Oh, it didn't work.
No.
Okay. So talk about King's House of Travel. You actually had some history here with Hadley Travel, which I told you earlier. I think my father probably booked travel through that agency years ago. So you met Herb Hadley, and how did things go from there?
Well, I had a couple years with Herb before he sold out. And Hadley Travel was, we called it Hadley University because so many employees would come in and go through it. At one time, we were open 24/7, and we had 23 employees.
Wow.
But that's pre-internet, too, and people didn't have any choice, or they could drive to the airport and get it. But.
So what, going back to that then, what impact has the internet had on your travel business?
It slowed down our ticket sales, and we have fewer employees, but it's also been a blessing because people get, there's information overload, and they get on there, click, click. I find most people don't have any idea what they're buying. And they say, well, I got a really good deal on the internet. Well, how do you know that? I say, give me a call before you click that buy button. I'll tell you if it's a good deal or not. And we pick up a lot of sales that way. We also get people that come through the door and said, you know, my last trip was a disaster. I'm not going to do that again. My wife is hardly speaking to me now. I don't know how my kids made it back. I'm a professional. I do this for a living.
So with all the different online sources, and there's dozens of them, many of them, that somebody could book a plane ticket through, what are some of the common mistakes that happen if people are using an online source?
They book the wrong dates. They book the wrong destination. There's Sydney, Nebraska, and Sydney, Australia. And believe that has happened, not with any of my clients that I know of. They don't reconfirm flights, so they'll get to the airport and find out there's a schedule change, and the flight left 2 hours earlier.
Not good.
Not good.
Yeah.
Especially with non-refundable airfares.
So your area of expertise is really in cruises, vacations, tours, all that kind of good stuff. It has to be a lot of fun to book those kind of trips for people.
It is fun. And I mentioned to you, I love to come to work. This morning, I was in Portugal helping somebody book a trip. This afternoon, I'll be on a cruise through Tahiti. So every day I come in, it's like I'm, because I'm, I take it so personal. In fact, we all do. We get involved with our bookings, with our clients. And it's like we're right there with them. And we have to go through those things because it's like a mental checklist. You know, you got to make sure everything's taken care of.
You talked a little bit about some of the challenges in the travel business, and we visited a little bit about the internet. Talk about some of the changes that happened in the airlines, because you mentioned here that At some point, the airlines decided they didn't need you and stopped paying you for your service. What was that all about?
How would you like that? Sell our tickets. We're not going to pay you, but thank you for selling our tickets. Well, they started in 1996. Delta Airlines, unfortunately, was the one that started it. But any one of them could have done it.
Mm-hmm.
But they felt that they could do better themselves, and they didn't need us because the Internet was just coming online.
Mm-hmm.
And their idea was, we're going to have this wonderful website. People aren't going to need travel agents. They'll book through us. Well, that works to an extent. I mean, if you're just going to L.A., nonstop flight, that's not very hard.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you don't book the wrong dates. But if you look, if you call an airline now, if you want to talk to them to book your trip, they charge you, some are charging $35.
Mm-hmm.
They go, hey, these travel agents are making money. Why can't we?
So you point out here the airlines, and this is a kind of an interesting phenomenon, because in a lot of different business sectors, a lot of businesses assumed that taking the human element out of business was going to be okay. In fact, it would even be better. And that was a little bit of a mistake for a lot of companies that are out there. What do you think you guys add to this whole picture by having the human element present? What value do you think you're adding to somebody's travel plans as a travel agency?
Well, number one, you have a professional working for you, just like a financial planner. And if they have us, it's, again, the personal aspect.
Mm-hmm.
We're, number one, we know the deals, where to look, and what's, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is.
Mm-hmm.
We spend a lot of time explaining that.
Mm-hmm.
But
being in this business for as many years as you have, 40
years. Are you calling me old?
No, I'm not. Just a lot of good, solid experience over the last 40 years.
Okay.
What advice would you give to yourself if you're going to start in the travel business again, or somebody who's out there thinking, hey, maybe travel's for me? What advice would you give somebody based on the 40 years of experience you have?
First of all, enjoy working with people. Enjoy traveling, although I get a lot of people that come and interview and say, oh, I love to travel. I'd be a good travel agent. But it's more than that. It's be detail-oriented, which I'm a little weak on sometimes, with other things other than travel.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, enjoy.
You talk about all the different places that you've been able to go in a virtual sense. Do you have any favorites yourself, places you like to travel?
You mean places that I have to travel to?
Yeah, or places you like to travel.
Probably Tahiti. There again, how can I narrow it down?
Mm-hmm. But what makes Tahiti special for you?
Just the atmosphere, the warm water, the beautiful water, emerald green water, crystal clear, overwater bungalows.
I told you I was down in Maui on June. The blue water there was just absolutely amazing. Kevin Hunter here with Frank King on the Business Forum Show talking about travel. King's House of Travel, you can find him online at travelkings.com, and the contact number 360-578-5464. Again, that's travelkings.com and 360-578-5464. Thanks for joining us here on the Business Forum Show, Frank.
And can I say, please go away?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening.
Business people are dreamers of the very best kind. But most importantly, they're people who put their dreams into action. If you think it's too early to start shaping your dreams today, think again. Listen to our five young guests share their dreams of the future.
When I grow up, I want to be a singer and a piano player. P.S. My name is Victoria, and I am 8 years old.
My name is Paula, and I am 9 years old. And when I grow up, I want to be a movie star and a guitar teacher.
When I grow up, I want to open a nail salon. I would like to run it and choose the people who would be an employee. When people come to my salon, I want them to have a good time. For the first time, I went to get a pedicure with my sisters, my mom, my grandma, and cousin. When I went there, I just loved how friendly they were. And that is what I want to be when I grow up. My name is Allison. I am age 11.
When I grow up, I want to be an art teacher. I love art and am very good at it. And when I teach the kids the projects, they will love it. And they can hang it out in the hall and admire their awesome work.
go art. My name is Maria, and I am 10.
When I grow up, I want to be a Special Olympic champion, like in standing long jumps and racing. P.S. I am 13. My name is Connor, and I'm double jointed and very healthy.
The Business Forum Show, a place for dreamers, airing worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. The Business Forum Show, Dreamers Wanted. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS Radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.